The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three. Yeah.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Ravens Report. In for Jerry Sandusky, I'm Keith Mills. Now, the Ravens have reached their bye week with a 3-4 record, two games back of the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC North. Not exactly where the Ravens wanted to be at this stage of the season, but there have certainly been a number of bright spots in the first seven games, enough to give hope that this team can certainly turn it around in the second part of the 2013 season. Because as John Harbaugh tells us in tonight's In His Words, a lot can happen between now and the end of December.
Flacco throws back in the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Dallas Clark steps up, pumps once, hit from behind, and he'll be sacked back at the 18-yard line. 42-yard attempt for Sweesum to win it for the Steelers. Kick on the way, it's up, and it is good.
I mean, it's obvious that a lot can happen. You know, the NFL is a long season. It's a 16-game season. Anybody that's watched the NFL over the years knows that, you know, teams come back. I think Denver was 2-3 last year at one point. It's streaky. You win close games, you lose close games. They add them up at the end, but we've got to start winning games. We've got to get ourselves back in it. We're capable of doing that. So, you know, it's not the time to lament the record. It's the time to go to work and try to win some games.
Sierra Wood carries it up the middle to the 24-yard line, and that will do it. His career long with the rookies, 54, 57-yard try. Caleb Sturgis' kick is no good. Wide left.
In the bye week, you look forward and you look back. You try to improve and build upon where you're at. Correct the mistakes, make changes where you need to make them. At the same time, you've got an eye toward your next opponent because you have to win the next game, and that's our goal right now, win the next game.
Now, part of winning that next game will be for this defense to continue to gel as a solid unit. But that's for the next game. As for this week, the bye week, Dean Pease tells Larry Rosen what he's looking for in this installment of Game Plan Defense.
And thank you, Keith Mills. Time for Game Plan Defense with Dean Pease. How do you want your guys approaching a bye week? Do you want them away from it as far as possible? Do you want them doing film study? What's the basic drill, Coach?
Well, it's a little bit of both, Larry. You know, what we do is we kind of bring them in, and John has a good system here that we bring them back, and we really kind of go through this last Pittsburgh game. What we need to do is by time when they leave, and they do need to get away for a little bit, but before they do that, we need to make corrections, and we need to fix things that need to be fixed. And then while they're away, we can talk as a coaching staff on whether it be personnel issues, might be scheme issues. What do we really need to do going forward? How can we improve? What's wrong? How do we keep the things that are going good, and how do we improve on the things that aren't so good?
You had talked about earlier in the year, you had unprecedented change for a Super Bowl champion on the defensive side of the ball, and you knew gelling would take a little while. Can you measure how close you are to where you thought you might be, ahead, behind, in the range?
Well, I'll tell you what, with the exception of the last two games, not playing the run as well as we really need to play it. And part of it in this last game was, you know, somebody thought we weren't getting off blocks. The truth was we were getting off blocks too fast, and the runner was a patient runner, Bell, and then he'd hit the seam late. There's a lot of times we had him stop, and then all of a sudden the seam would open up because we got off blocks, you know, a little too quick. I think this group has really gelled unbelievable. We've given up less touchdowns in the last six games than we did in the first one. And not that the first one was any good. It wasn't. But I'm just saying that those, you know, that's pretty good. In the last six games, I think we've given up five touchdowns, and we've only given up one in the second half. So we're able to go in and do adjustments at halftime and come back out and run those adjustments, where early on, I don't know if we could have said that with all the new names.
Also, you've been the best team in the NFL in red zone defense, only one rush touchdown. What defines a great red zone defense?
Well, I think, number one, it's confidence. You know, I think a lot of teams, when you get down there, they're kind of in a panic mode and, oh boy, our backs are against the wall here. Well, your backs are against the wall, but you got to be confident in what you're doing. We do a lot of things, but we keep doing the same things. And so guys really kind of understand how we're going to play it down there, what we're going to do. They probably know the call before I make it. But I think confidence is a big thing. Just like on third down, if you're a good third down team and a good blitz team, you're confident because you think you can blitz and get home. You aren't tentative.
And for the coaching staff, is it also a time that you want them to get away a little bit as well, or do they have more extra work to do?
No, we need a little time away too. You know, it's a long season and everybody kind of needs a break. You know, that's up to John how long we get, but you know, he always gives us a little bit of time at the end of the week so we can get away and see our families and stuff too and kind of rejuvenate. And, you know, we got a long season and playoff season to go after this.
All right, get a little time on the piano, relax, and enjoy yourself.
Yep.
Thanks for Game Plan Defense. We'll see you to preview Cleveland next week, and we'll be back with Game Plan Offense in just a moment.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens. Celebrate all that's good about the game with M&T Bank during good game days. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.